We've been talking on faith and what faith says. And I started a few weeks ago about fear. And I see fear such a big thing in our lives, even in Christians' lives. And so we're trying to tackle that. And so I want to give you some more insight into that this morning. But if your faith isn't speaking, then it's not working. And it's probably not developing. It's not growing. It's not getting stronger. In 1 Timothy 6:12, it says this, "Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." So faith doesn't come easy. If it came easy, everybody would be doing it, right? If it was easy to exercise your faith, everybody would do it. But you have to do it. You have to make yourself do it. You have to teach yourself to fight the good fight of faith. And he says that if we'll do that, then we'll take hold of the eternal life to which he's called us. And then we looked at Philippians 3:12, and it says, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And I just love this because Paul shares so much about this, but you know, we have to press on because the world is throwing all kind of stuff at us. The world throws all kind of lies at us. It tells us all kind of things. It tells us that you can do wrong and it's okay because nobody will know. Well, I don't really know of a sin that somebody doesn't know about. And you know, we get off into all kind of different things and we believe that lie that, well, nobody will know. Or the enemy comes to you and he says, well, just try this once. You can handle it. You know, if you ever hear somebody say you can handle it, that's a good indication you're getting ready to be duped. You can't handle sin. You have to run from it. You have to go from it. And so within all of this, we have to press through so much stuff, but Paul says it's possible, and we're going to look at something later that he says in this, the ability that God has given us. But, you know, we have to keep saying what God's saying and the truth of his word, whether it's for healing or maybe it's for relationships or whatever it's for, better finances, for freedom, of whatever's holding us back. We're the ones that have to say it. We have to exercise our faith. And in the process of doing all of that, you know what happens? We get changed, and then our circumstances change. We usually look for our circumstances to change first, and that's usually the second thing that changes. The first thing that usually changes is us. When we're going through the process, is our thinking, our frame of mind, our looking out. And so I just want to encourage you with that. It's a process. It takes time, but we can get there. And when I'm talking about fear, I'm talking about the fear that keeps us from stepping out and being faithful to God. And I shared with you that part of the problem is we're so worried about what other people are going to think about us. And so that's fearful. And then I heard somebody on the radio, and they were talking about the trick that we have of trying to figure out what everybody's thinking about us. And they said, you just need to stop. Because they're not thinking about what you're thinking about. They're not thinking about you because they're thinking about what you're thinking about them. And so they're not even thinking about you. Just like you're not thinking about you, you're thinking about them. So just stop. So in looking at fear, we looked at 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. Overcome what? Overcome the world. Overcome the lies of the enemy. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And I'm sharing this because this is a scripture that we shared and we put into our children, and we let them know that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. When we would lay them down at night and we would go in and we would pray over them and we would talk with them and stuff, one of the things we always told them was, is, you know what? Greatness is in you. And so we expect greatness to come out of you. What God has put in us, we want to see it come out of you. And part of that is being great. And then in verse 18, 1 John 4, 18 and 19, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. And then we love because he first loved us. And so the less we know that we're loved by God, the more insecure we're going to be, the more fearful that we're going to be. And so the greater measure of the love that we have, and by that I don't mean that you understand his love, because we can't, but you accept it. You finally quit trying to be like me, and I always tried to figure out why God loved me. Till he said, would you just stop and just enjoy it? That's when you know that you're loved. When our kids were growing up, we wanted to make sure that they had an answer to fear, because fear wants to grip your heart and mind. Fear wants to come in and take over. Fear wants to dominate, because the enemy knows that if we'll walk in fear, we won't do what God has called us to do. And so we had to build in within our children answers to them. We had to give them a different way of thinking. And so we did. So here's another scripture that we gave them, Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And what a great promise that God has given us. And we taught our children that it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay not to be right. It's okay not to know everything. Because we serve a God who does, and he'll take care of things. And so at least step out and take that step of faith. And I shared with you before that I would rather step out in faith and mess up and have to have God fix something than me not step out in faith and everything be nice and in order and I'm miserable. I can't live that way. We have to step out in faith. If he has to fix your messes, fine, let him fix them. But step out in faith. Take a chance. It's better than the life that you're living, I can tell you that. And then we looked at this last week as well, but week before, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And, you know, that should be enough for us. But the writer of Hebrews goes longer. And he says in verse 6, so we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And that is so freeing to know that you don't have to worry about man. Okay? So we gave these scriptures to our children. We're going to look at another one in Philippians that we gave them that is familiar to us, but I'm going to break it down for you. But we planted this within our children's hearts, but then we taught them how to use it. I shared with you a few weeks ago how we would write sticky notes and we would let them know, and we put it in their lunch boxes until they didn't take them anymore. Then we went and we put them in their lockers and stuff, or put them on their notebooks, but we let them know that there's a different way of looking at things and that they are going to make it. And so we wanted to give them the understanding that there's a different way. And I just want to, I keep going back to this because it's meant so much. And I know I'm giving you the scripture a lot, but I think it's okay. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And if you'll teach this to your children, when they see kids doing other things, and you say, and they come to you and they say, why can't we do what they did? And we said, because God called you to a higher way. And they'll think, well, they're getting away with all that. And you say, well, they think they're getting away with it right now, but God has called you to a higher way. And your responsibility is not them. Your responsibility is you, is your actions. And so you teach them that God has a higher way. And, you know, Diana had a saying around our house for our kids, others may, you cannot. Others may, you cannot. And they're, well, I wish I had different parents. Go find them. If you'll turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, please. Philippians chapter 4. We have to know that whatever we're going through, no matter what it looks like that is before us, no matter what our circumstances look like before us, we have to know that God is with us, that He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us. When we have that understanding, then we have a tremendous amount of peace that we will know personally. And so when fear tries to grip your heart, I pray that you remember this message, you remember this verse, you remember what I'm going to share, because this will help free you if you are fearful. And one little side note, and I've shared this before, I think my mom was one of the best worriers there was. I mean, she had it down. And I don't want to be like that. You know what I want to be? I want to be the best praiser because of my God. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and you guys probably know this, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. In the Amplified, it reads like this. And as you read this, this is such a good translation. The Amplified, Philippians 4:13. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Isn't that awesome? This is the mindset that God wants us to have. This is the attitude that God wants us to have. And I want to ask you a question. How many positive people do you know in your life? How many? You can probably count on one hand and take away three fingers, and that's how many people you know who are positive. It's amazing. How many people now do you know that seem to always think the worst of life? When they look at the glass, they always see it half empty instead of half filled. How many people? You probably need more than two hands. How many people do you know that are living for, oh, I hate this, worst case scenarios? You know, you're having a discussion with somebody and they'll say to you, well, the worst case scenario is, and you just want to go, I made a cross if you can't see that yet. But if we take God's word seriously, then as believers in God, we should not be thinking worst case scenarios. We shouldn't be negative. We should learn to walk as Christ walked. And He had complete confidence, complete trust in His Father. And we can too. And that's what this scripture is encouraging us to do. Now, if anyone had a reason to be depressed, if anyone had a reason to see the glass half empty, it was Paul, especially considering that he's writing this when he's in prison. Okay? So he's not having a great circumstance. He's in a horrible prison, facing terrible circumstances, yet he chose to rise above all of that. Isn't that amazing? When his flesh could have ordered a pity party, he chose not to. I mean, his life wasn't going good, and then he has the audacity to say, but you know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wow. And so I want to break this down because Paul uses several Greek words. I'm going to give them to you. And what he's declaring is that we can have the upper hand over all the natural challenges that we're going to face. Okay? Not just him, but us. And that he could do this through Christ who strengthens him, and so can we. So he starts off, I can do. And this is the Greek word, and I'm not going to try and pronounce it, but it's I-S-C-H-U-O-S. And in classical Greek, it means the strength of gods. Okay, the strength of gods, little g's. As an individual, it causes us to be superior to others in the sense of being champions or victors. In other words, when he's saying, I can do, he's letting us know that we are superior above other people because we can do, because what we're going to do is walk in victory. We're going to become the champion. That's like knowing that you're going to run the race and you're going to win it before you even run it. That's what he's saying here. And he's not saying superior as far as anything else, but because we're going to win the situation. We are going to be victorious. Isn't that awesome? And so what he's saying is, in this case, we have the upper hand in every situation so that when this is operating in us, this I can do mindset, when it's operating in us, we're going to prevail over every circumstance in our life. Now, I remember years ago reading this and thinking, well, I can't do everything. So how can this be true? And the Lord said, yeah, but everything that you face, you can conquer. And that's what this whole scripture is about. I can do. I mean, that would be enough. We could go home after this. Can you mute me? Because I'm going to... Then he says this. I can do all things. He doesn't say I can do a few things. I can do what my parents told me I could do. I could do some things. I can do most things. He says, I can do all things. And the words all things come from two words, compound word, panta, P-A-N-T-A. Pan is the first word, ta is the second word. And here's what it means. Pan means an all-encompassing word that includes everything and excludes nothing. So how many things? Everything. Nothing is excluded. You can do everything. I can do all things. And then ta means the smallest of things. And so when you put these words together, it means that you can do everything. You can do all things, even the littlest thing that you're not paying attention to, you can do. And how many times do we get tripped up by the little things? We forget about the little things and how important the little things are. But the little things are important. And Paul's saying here that we have the upper hand over everything. Nothing is excluded, including the littlest of details. When we sing that song, The Blessing, and realize that he is for us. I mean, we have to know this. He is for us. He says, I can do. And I would have been okay if he stopped there, but he said, I can do all things. That means whatever we're facing, whatever circumstance is before us, if we will dwell, if we will realize the power that is within us, then we will be victorious and we will overcome every obstacle, every circumstance before us. Now look, you don't have to create any hard ones. They'll just find you. That's the world that we live in. But I'm here to tell you that whatever comes your way, you can be victorious over it. If you understand that I can do all things, not just some things. And so we taught our kids this. We let them know that they can do it. Whatever they're facing, they can rise above it. And there were moments in our household where our children would be fearful. And I say moments because I had to prepare them that if they didn't change, Mama was coming in. And Mama doesn't like fear. And so if you can't agree with me and get over this fear, then I'll send Mama in. And then you won't have any fear. But Paul goes on to say this. He says, I can do all things through him or through Christ who strengthens me. This is so awesome. The word strengthen is, I'm going to try and pronounce it in the Greek, endunamu. Endunamu. And it's a compound of in, E-N, and dunamis. And if you know what dunamis is power. Dunamis is where we get the word dynamite from. So it means that it has power. But this was also used in Greek to mean that it depicts the forces of an entire army. And so you think about this. But it's the forces of an empowered army that are going to cause you to walk in victory. And so this is within us that we are strengthened. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And so this strength is coming from within us. This dunamis, this dynamite power. But when he puts the word in there, it just means in. Like you're putting it in a vessel. Like you put water in a cup. And so God's saying, Paul is telling us, that God has poured his spirit into our lives, and because of that, we have the strength to be able to overcome whatever we're facing. That when the world lies to us and they tell us that we're not any good, that we don't matter, that God doesn't have a plan for our life, this can rise up within us and we can declare that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We can stir up, we can activate the Holy Spirit who is in us. And then the awesome thing is Paul uses this word, strengthens. It's a present active participle, which means that he was declaring over his life and over his circumstances, his horrible situation, that this type of power was presently working in him and would continue to express itself through him. In other words, you can't ever get rid of this. You can't ever use it up. It's never going to go away. You can always count on this. It's always going to be working in you. God is wanting to strengthen us. And so we're facing the lies of the enemy. Oh, just try this. You can handle it. And you can say, well, wait a minute. No, I'm not going to, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, but you can do this. It's not going to hurt you. You'll have power over it, and you can just look at that person or those thoughts, and you can say, but I already have power over it, because I can already do all things through him who strengthens me. He's already placed his spirit within me. And so I can do this. That God has placed at our disposal whatever we have need of. So whatever circumstances that we're facing, God has placed it within us. He's placed, you know, the picture is of a vast army of victory, but that really doesn't even do it justice. It's just God has placed himself in us, and that is sufficient. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And I just want to ask ourselves, what would happen to our lives if we really believe this? If we believe that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When Paul wrote this and his life was so horrific, and yet he was able to declare this, then what are you facing that you can't declare this over your life as well? God's power is available to each and every one of us to cause us to be superior, to be the champion, to be victorious, and to have the upper hand in every circumstance we find ourselves in. Whatever you need help in, whatever is hindering you, God's power, his I-S-C-H-U-O-S power is available to us. When we're born again and we become filled with this power of the Holy Spirit, we are infused with the ability of a whole army that whatever it takes to secure our victory, God has placed it in us. Not just once or twice, but in every situation, in every circumstance that we face, that we find ourselves in, no matter how big or how small we think it is, we can be victorious. There are things that are going on in our lives, things that we're going to face that are greater than us in the natural. It may be healing that you're fighting for and believing for. It may be finances. It may be in relationships. There's all kind of things. And those things may be greater than us in the natural, but they're not greater than he who is in us. Hallelujah. And they're not greater than he who strengthens me. And this is inside of us, the Holy Spirit. And hopefully this brings new light to what I've shared in the past out of John 16:7. And this is when Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage. It is to your advantage that I go away. Because if I go away, I will send him." Isn't that awesome? And so the advantage we have is the Holy Spirit in us, the Word of God in us, being stirred in us, stirred to action so that whatever we're facing, we know that we can be victorious. You see, we need this when we are facing those difficult times and our flesh wants to give up. Our flesh wants to wave the white flag of surrender and say, "I just can't do it anymore. I'm just going to give in. I can't withstand this temptation anymore. I'm just going to give in." You know what? We need to know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. That's the advantage that we have. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We're not fighting alone. That's what's so amazing. God is always right there with us. No matter what we're facing, he's right there with us. He wants to help us. And so fighting the good fight of faith looks like speaking his words, declaring his words over our lives, realizing that you can do all things through him who strengthens you. And that strength is living inside of you. That power is living inside of us. We can do it. This is why it's so important to get the Word of God into us and then to figure out how to stand on it. You know, I've told this story before. Neither one of our kids are here this morning, so I'll tell it again. But I remember Caleb was trying to, he was in college. He was trying to decide, he was in business administration, but he was trying to figure out which way he was going to go in business. He had three different ways. And we're coming back from Des Moines, Iowa. The rest of the family's asleep. I'm talking to him. And we'd gone up to see Emily win her state tournament. It was snowing, but we're talking. It's just me and him. And, you know, he's trying to figure out what he's going to do, what direction he's going to go. And finally, and you have to know Caleb, he's a processor. He thinks out loud. So I had figured he had thought enough out loud. And so I said to him, I said, Caleb, I said, just pick one. I said, whatever one you pick, I said, you'll be able to do, you'll be good at it, you'll excel at it. I said, just pick one. He didn't pick it that night. Calls me later that week and he says, Dad, I figured it out. It's you and Mom's fault that I can't make this decision. I said, what are you talking about, son? He says, from the time that I can remember, he said, you always told us that no matter what we put our hands to, we could do it. And he said, and I look at these three situations and I think, I can do any of these. And so I in my mind, I'm trying to figure out, well, which one does God want me to do? And I says, well, which one do you want to do? He says, well, I want to do them all. I says, well, you can't. But pick one. And he finally picked one. But it was such a blessing to me when he said that to me. It's our fault. That's a badge of honor that I'm aware. Because we taught them they could do it. They could do whatever they put their hands to, whatever direction. Because he was wanting the perfect will of God. I said, then this is what he wants you to do. Pick one! We don't care which one you pick. Just pick one. And he did. And so when life throws everything at, I want you to know, you can be victorious. You can use this when temptation comes. When the enemy tries to get you tempted to do things that you shouldn't do, you can stand on this. You can stand on the fact that you can do all things through him, through Christ, who strengthens you. Stand with me if you will, please. So if you're a negative person, if you look at the glass half empty instead of being half filled, then go search these scriptures out. Begin to stand on them. Begin to say them over your life. Change isn't going to happen right away, but it'll happen if you'll believe these. The world wants us to follow its ways, but God offers us a different way. He offers us a better way, a higher way. And I want to encourage you to take it. But we only take it when we choose his ways by coming into agreement with his word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it's not based on feelings. It's based on his word. And it's based on us being in agreement with God's word. So with all of this, I want to encourage you, go do what God has called you to do. You may not think it's in you. You may not think you're able to do it. But if God has called you to do it, you can do it. And he will strengthen you to make sure that you can do it. Not just some of it, but all of it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day and the love that you have for us, and we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power that your word gives us. And Father, I pray that you would work within us the understanding that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That we don't have to rely on our own understanding. We don't have to rely on our own natural abilities when we don't have them and they're not enough, because the things that come at us are greater than who we are. But Father, I thank you that they're not greater than you. And I thank you, Father, that when we give our lives to you and the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And therefore, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Help us to go do those things, Father, and give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. All right, go be blessed doing what he has called you to do.